Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, morning mess. It is time for another one. It's time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Mari?
Good morning.
Morning.
Mari, good morning. We hear there's an issue with your boyfriend, George. Is it George or Jorge?
It's Jorge.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm probably going to have a hard time pronouncing that. But how long have you two been together?
Well, it's whore, then hey.
So we've been together 6.5 years now.
Whoa, okay.
That's a long time. 6.5?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So what's going on with him?
So we were at the mall. We were Christmas shopping, and we were at Macy's. We got split up. And then I found him. He was talking to my friend. And then when they noticed I saw, they kind of split up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, how do you know Jessica? So he told me they met through work and that she started working there, blah, blah, nothing weird. Then I run into her later at Forever 21. And I asked how she knew Jorge, and she said they met at a bar. So clearly someone is lying here, and I just want to know why both of them would lie to me about how they met.
Whoa. Okay, so you've known your boyfriend for a while. How well do you know Jessica?
I've known her maybe 4 years.
Known both of them for a very long time.
Yeah.
Do you and her kind of look the same in kind of the same style that maybe he would have seen her back in the days?
Yeah, we're both Hispanic, so we have kind of the same general look, mm-hmm. I guess.
Right, and you both shop at Macy's, so there's that.
And God. Forever 21.
And Forever 21, right?
Okay.
That guy's forever cheating.
Now, is Jessica the type of person that would do that? I mean,
shops at Forever 21, obviously.
Oh my God. Hey, I shop there.
Well,
wait a minute.
Carla, don't say that about yourself. I'm sorry. Don't ignore them. More importantly, like Jessica, we all have that one friend that's kind of like, you know, she's a little crazy. Is that the type of girl that she is or no?
I mean, she's kind of a party animal, but I don't think she would do that to me.
Okay,
I have another question. So you guys have been friends for a while. You're sure that Jorge and her have never, like, met through you?
As far as I know, they've never met. Neither of them have ever spoken. I mean, she might have seen him on Instagram and stuff like that, but we've just never really crossed paths.
Okay.
And outside of that, I mean, it's weird that they know each other and they're kind of lying about that. Have you noticed anything different with the way your man treats you? Like, when it's just the two of you, has bedtime action been the same? Is he still just as affectionate?
No, I mean, he gets home late from work sometimes. So besides that, pretty normal.
You know what? Let's just call Jorge. Let's call him up. Let's do the staycation setup. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Then Niche playing the front desk clerk. You're going to ask that one important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Mari, obviously, we hope he says your name. If he says this girl Jessica's name or any other name for that matter, then we gift you the show and you give him a piece of your mind.
Okay.
And no more piece of that nalga. You feel me?
Oh, my gosh.
No nalga, no concha, no nothing.
No, what? Wait, what's a...
You know what a concha is?
Hello. I feel like...
I know what the concha is.
Hello. I've ordered that before.
Pink on top.
What?
All right. Staycation setup. Calling up Jorge up next. Morning mess. The morning mess. We're back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Mari and she let us know there is an issue with her boyfriend, Jorge. They've been going out for 6 years and some change. It's a long time, guys. Mari, you're on the line, right?
Yep, I'm here.
You guys were at Macy's, and you noticed that he was talking to this girl that you've known for about 4 years named Jessica.
Yeah, we were Christmas shopping. We separated. I saw them talking, and I think when they noticed me, they kind of split up quickly, so I didn't get a chance to say hi to her. I just kind of caught him and
right.
Going.
But you hit him up like, oh, how do you know my friend? He told you what?
He told me they met at work, and that she just recently started working there, and it was nothing weird. Then I ran into her at Forever 21, and she told me they met at a bar.
Wow. Okay, someone is lying.
Yeah.
On their back.
Shut up, you guys. Joey and Joey Jr., stop it. Now, do you know which bar it was? Because that could also change things a lot, right? Like, was it Scottsdale? Was it just...
What difference does that make?
There's still a lie.
Super vague and brief about it.
Well, Mari, I will say one thing, because he told you they met at work, right? And she said the bar?
Does he work at a bar?
No, I'm saying that maybe he was blacked out and doesn't remember meeting her. And she does maybe work with him.
That's actually kind of a good point. He doesn't remember.
Yeah, I guess, but it's still a little bit weird.
I feel the same. Like, that whole unsure, yeah, is exactly how I feel.
Right. And Jorge has a cheater's name, too, by the way. Does he spell it with a J or a H?
I mean, I guess there's different ways to spell it.
Right.
There really isn't.
There's Jorge and there's Jorge.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, let's call him. See if he's a Jorge or not. We're going to offer him the free romantic staycation, see who he wants to put on that reservation. If he is cheating, we have counselors available. Would you want the counseling session or are you over it?
No, I mean, 6.5 years, I think. If he does this now, that would be it.
All right, let's give him a call then.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Jorge?
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. I'm actually calling with some really good news for you.
Oh, wait. Is this a telemarketing thing?
Not really. I mean, I am working with the hotel, and I'm just calling to congratulate you about being our grand prize winner. You'd be staying at our penthouse suite. We would include a honeymoon package as part of a romantic weekend stay. So I was calling just to congratulate you and to see if we could schedule you out.
Is this free?
It is free, so there are no deposits, fees, or taxes included with the weekend stay in itself. The only thing is if you decide to get room service, we would charge you a little bit extra for that. But other than that, you don't have to worry.
Okay. And can you make it happen this weekend?
Actually, we do have availability this weekend. I'm going to go ahead and select that date. And since we've already taken care of that, I've got a few other questions I need answered. Okay, Jorge?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So, because this is a free romantic weekend stay, this is for you to show appreciation for that special someone in your life. We leave a personalized note for your guest of honor, and I wanted to give you a chance to write whatever you'd like for that note. Just let me know what you want and when you're ready.
Sure. Let's see. I always have the best time with you.
Okay, I'm typing that up, and while I'm doing that, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Okay, but you're not committing anything else. It's like, I want this to be a surprise.
You know what? We can absolutely arrange for this to be a surprise. Again, it's just to personalize that note and the weekend stay in itself upon entry. So you don't have to worry about anything being revealed.
So the name of the person is Jessica.
Jessica?
Damn. So, Jorge, we do legally have to let you know that we're live on the radio right now, Jorge?
What the is this,
Jorge? I thought you didn't know that, you said that she was some random girl.
Mari, no, espérame.
Liar.
So, Mari's on the line. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
No, mira, this is complicated, all right? Yes, we met... I mean, a few weeks ago, okay? It happened once. Una vez nada más. Te lo prometo, te lo juro.
Una vez nada más.
Once is one too many times.
Because mami, you guys actually met at a bar.
Jeez.
Estamos borrachos, mami. La verdad es que no ha vuelto a pasar. Por eso...
He's saying that they were drunk.
Okay. He met her at the bar, they got drunk, and it only happened once.
But still, I mean, you said her name for this hotel.
Yeah, you wanted it to happen at least twice.
¿Cuánto tiempo, Jorge? Tell me right now.
Weeks ago.
No lo puedo. Eres un descarado. Yeah. And I mean,
no.
Ooh, that sounded bad. I don't know what to do.
She's not even that good looking. Next time you go cheat on a girl, aim to upgrade your low life piece of.
Yeah, if you're gonna cheat up.
What? Cheat up?
Yes, yeah, it's horrible when guys downgrade. Don't even know point to that. So, Mari, how are we feeling? It's 6.5 years with this guy. Oh, we have counselors available. Do you want to talk to Jorge?
No, I definitely don't want counseling services. I have no intention of ever seeing him again. Please, listen to me. I love you. I give me just a second chance, okay? Just a second chance.
No, it's like, loco.
We can work this out.
That's loco.
I'm begging you.
It's been 6 years.
I think she's over it. Your chile was in that relleno way too long, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing's happening over here, my friend. All right, Jorge, you still there?
Yes.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Miss Mari...
I was with this guy for 6.5 years. We've been on vacations together. We've met each other's family. I mean, 6.5 years is basically a lifetime. We were ready to get married. This is and a friend of mine because
right.
You know what?
I
want to set his car on fire while he's sitting in it. And
oh, okay. Whoa, well, no, that is murder.
That's not funny. I think, my God, I'm sorry.
Either way, English or Spanish, murder is murder. Yeah, you don't want to set him on fire in his car. We don't want him. One day on an ofrenda. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my God. We don't want a what?
No, we don't want him there. I know he cheated, but don't do that.
What does that mean?
But he cheated with a friend. It wasn't
right.
Even
right.
A girl. It was someone I've known her for a significant amount of time.
Are you going to confront her?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to throw a concha in her eye. Right there in the ojo. Boom.
Yeah.
Just don't set anyone on fire, please.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
There's other pescado in the sea. I know there's no sea near. There's pescado
there's
in Tepe Town Lake. There's a lake, right?
Yeah, there's multiple lakes.
There's other pescado in the lake.
It's just a long time, guys.
Yeah.
It is.
No, I totally get that.
Hold on right there. Anish is going to get you the counseling services, and I'm going to throw in 2 free conchas for you this morning, okay?
Okay.
Man, you Latinas, Carla. Man, you just take it to, like... murder. Like,
oh my gosh.
My goodness. Just move on with life.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.